Pacific Horn, Bill Henry.
There was not one moment during the footage that she was uncomfortable with this.
I was down there a month ago, before most of these talking heads were even paying attention to
this. Why should a fat, large man be able to take his top off on the beach and a woman not be able to do the same?
If you look under the Rivers and Harbors Act, it makes it a criminal federal misdemeanor just to deposit or discharge a pollutant into navigable waters of the United States without a permit.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Pee on me.
God, bud. 877-876-PHIL. I'm Phil Henry. Bob Green stays with us through this half hour as we talk about the workplace and whether or not iPhones, smartphones, cell phones have a place in the workplace given the technology, the ability to send email. Well, more to the point, the ability to send photographs and videos that could very well be, racy, spicy, pornographic, and distracting. Still to come, we'll talk Sexomnia with Chris Norton. Sexomnia with Chris Norton. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, or do we have Ted Bell on tonight? I forget. I think Chris Norton was with us the other. I think Ted Bell is going to be talking about the abuse contract. 877-876-PHIL, and again, we join Mr. Robert Green, who is a frequent contributor on our program to issues relative to the workplace. And we are talking about this idea that the iPhone, the smartphone, is used by employees to, you know, send all these sexy pictures. Bob, you confiscate these phones. You mentioned in the last hour that you confiscate them, you download the images. We were talking with people, you know, men are looking at penthouses and Playboys, and you don't have a problem with that.
No, I do not have a problem with that.
Why?
Well, because men have we all know that men are different. Men have an aggressive hormone. Men need to vent this. I don't think there's anything wrong with a man keeping a Playboy or a penthouse at his desk, so long as it's in a drawer and away from the view of female employees. However, penthouse and Playboy are very tame compared to some of the pictures that this guy's girlfriend is going to send him in the middle of a workday, when he may be lifting a box onto a skipjack or onto a forklift or a front loader, something that weighs several hundred pounds, if not in tonnage. And because he's distracted by a photograph that his girlfriend sent him, a very graphic photograph involving props and everything else, I think you know what I mean. And that man becomes so distracted that box drops on a fellow employee and crushes the life out of him. Now, all of a sudden, that's not very sexy. And I can assure you, Mr. Henry, having seen accidents like that, there's nothing sexy about a man crushed under a box.
And I don't think that there is, Mr. Green. I'm not making that claim. But by the same token, can't a woman, and you heard that caller, can't a woman become distracted by a man sending her a text saying that he is now dating her best friend?
But the difference is this. If that woman gets that text, she, as I said to that caller, it's possible, I'm underlining the word possible, that woman, if she's a hairdresser, might take the scissors she's using to cut someone's hair and slit their throat instead. And I hate to be graphic. And
why is she being violent and the other guy is simply being distracted?
Because that woman is getting violent by the nature of that text. I'm talking about photographs. That would be worse. If she got a photograph of her boyfriend making love to her best friend, she would take those same scissors and do something to the person sitting in the chair in front of her that I don't think too many of us would want to see the police photograph of, to be perfectly honest with you.
877. So in other words, taking someone's cell phone to make sure there aren't pornographic images on it is way better than having those pornographic images transferred around the country to other loved ones and having them get distracted or become murderous.
I believe that is the case, yes.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk to Robert Green, and he's taking these phones and downloading these images from these phones into that person's file. Here's Scott in Carlsberg, Pennsylvania. Scott, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil. Good evening. It's late my time, and I have to tell you that I am a infrequent listener simply because it's 2 o'clock here on the East Coast.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you being with us.
And I came in late, and I told you screener that I came in late. But two things. First of all, Mr. Green, as you know, running his company, has every right to control what his employees do with their phones, with their PCs, with their iPods. That's just part of the employer-employee compact.
Right. I know that. Are you a lawyer? No, you're not. Right, but I already know that.
No,
thank you.
No, I'm not. Well, but I've worked with lawyers all my life.
Right. Okay. Well, so have I. I know that I have that right.
All right. But he's just setting up his comment.
All right.
Yeah. But my second thought, Phil. And again, I'm an infrequent listener, and I came in late, and I apologize.
All right, sir. I understand, sir. Could you get to your point, though, please, sir?
Mr. Green.
Get to your point.
That's what I was going to say to the guy, Phil.
I couldn't handle it.
I mean, he's
what did you want to, Scott, you're taking a really long time to get this out. Let's go, man. What do you want to say?
Your guest is a Neanderthal. His attitudes about women and men and how they behave in the workplace are...
You're an infrequent listener, so you're not really up to speed, huh? Is that what you're saying?
I heard enough of you to get up to speed.
Oh, all right, okay. I didn't know.
Very right.
You're an infrequent listener. I don't know what you mean by infrequent listener, so how can you characterize me that way when you're an infrequent listener and you came in late, I think is what you told Mr. Henry. So how can you say what I am as a human being?
I've listened enough and I talked to the call screener.
Really? I mean, hey, Scott, you know, I came in late on your life and I'm infrequently visiting you, but just listening to you don't sound very bright. But I came in late on your life, so I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, what is the point now? Are we being personal here?
Well, this guy says, I come in late, but you're a Neanderthal. I mean, Mr. Hendry, I've been on enough talk shows to know that when I'm articulating a point of view, I'd like somebody to hear me out and not just jump on the air and call me names because he's trying to score points with the feminists or he wants you to like him. Or something else.
The man is saying something that I think a lot of people would agree with. You are acting Neanderthal-esque in the way you're talking about men and the way you're talking about women.
I don't know how I'm doing that.
Phil, I would put my credentials up against Mr. Green. I don't know who he is, but I heard enough to know
his views
about male-female relationships, what men do
right, sir.
With visual right. pornography... I mean, he's nuts.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876 Phil. Here is Robert. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Jesus, when were you going to hang up on that guy?
I'll handle my show, Mr. Green. Thank you very much.
I have 2 points to make to your distinguished guest. First off, while he might have the right as an employer to tell people that he doesn't want people texting, getting phone calls, whatever, during their work time at his place, if he actually confiscates the phones and downloads images off those phones, well, that's a crime. And I know he doesn't want to.
Why is that a crime when that phone is on my... No, it's not. No, I've talked to...
Have you talked to lawyers?
I don't need to talk to lawyers. I know that. You know why?
Of course you don't, because
that phone,
you don't know what you're
talking
about.
That phone is on my premises.
It's a crime.
And because it's on my premises, I can take the individual material off of that phone and keep it in my file. And
some people might say you're keeping that in your file so you can have it and look at it.
Of course you
Anybody that says that must be doing it themselves.
So you're not saying that you take that material home with you?
Of course we take the material home because we have to keep these files in a separate location. I mean, you know why this guy thinks I'm doing it? Because he'd do it. That's why. And it only stands to reason that I do it.
Okay.
Right.
Are you taking this stuff home and you put it on your computer?
I'm taking the stuff I don't take it home. I take it to a separate warehouse that we rent from a moving company. Now, this material is not looked at for prurient reasons. I scan it and look at it, first of all, to make sure that the individuals in the images are of age. If they are underage, then obviously I put that in a problem file.
If they're underage?
Well, yeah, we've got some kids that, you know, are still in high school, and they're taking pictures of themselves and send them to their boyfriends that are 30.
All right, Bobby, you're getting into some really scary stuff here now, man. You're talking about underage employees taking pictures of themselves, and how do you know they're sending it to 30-year-old boyfriends? Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green has joined us from Fraser Foods. Later on, we've got Ted Bell from Ted's in Beverly Hills to be talking to us about a contract that he has had with his employees allowing him to physically strike them. As we continue tonight talking about the workplace here, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'm going to talk about it. Robert Green is joining me here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the CEO of Fraser Foods, talking about workplace issues. Smartphones and iPhones, the kinds of phones that can be used as cameras, that can store images, that these images can be sent from a girlfriend to a boyfriend or vice versa. We're talking about that. Mr. Green, all of this started, you confiscating phones and looking at whether they had pornographic images contained in them, when a girlfriend of yours was sending you these pictures.
Well, we're spending an awful lot of time talking about that, Phil. I mean, Carrie sent me, she would send me these photographs of herself that were very sexual, and that's between a man and a woman. When I got, I had told her I couldn't see her anymore because we had issues. I didn't want to see her anymore. And then I get this photograph from her. I didn't even know what it was at first. I couldn't make out what it was. I thought for a minute it was believe it or not, I thought it was like a moonscape or something. I didn't know. And then I suddenly realized she had used the back roll on that camera, and
All right, I understand. It was a graphic sexual picture.
Intended for this guy, Rory, who works at in another department, our produce department. I said to her on the phone, I said, boy, you I know we're not going out anymore, but You're really going to the fence for this new guy, aren't you? And she said, I don't know what you mean. I said, boy, you're using the macro lens, the high def. You've got props. You're really going. You're looking for an Emmy. And she told me to, in so many words, to take it and stuff it. And that's when I said, all right, there's no way this guy gets to have a picture of that, and I never got one.
So that's what I'm saying. People are saying that you are being petty.
No, it started out being petty, and then I realized my pettiness was good because I could stop this from happening in the workplace.
You could stop some guy being driven, as you say, three-quarters of a way out of his mind. I don't know why you say that.
Out of his mind?
Yeah. If a woman wasn't mailing him graphic images in the workplace, I think is the way you put it. Here is Amanda in Mobile, Alabama, listening on WAVH. Hello, Amanda. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I have two questions for you. You said
yes, ma'am.
Young kids
for you
were sending photographic.
For you, Bob.
You said young kids were sending photographic images to their boyfriends or girlfriends. How come you didn't turn them over to the authorities?
That is
That's
my,
not something for you to
is,
take home to put
impression.
In a file.
Well, I'm not going to send them to the authorities because I don't know that they're being transmitted necessarily.
But it's not their decision if it's yours or not. It goes straight to the authorities. That's a minor.
Exactly, exactly. And I am.
But also,
I'm
too,
them.
Why? I got another one for
I'm
you.
Downloading
you
them and I'm putting them into a file which is earmarked for the police.
Have you sent them to the police?
They will be sent to the police, yes, sir.
But they're in a file at your house.
Not at my house, at a separate facility.
I'm sorry,
but
Amanda.
Why
go
are
ahead.
You taking work somewhere else? It should stay at work. And then it goes to the authorities.
I don't. I don't want them at work where one of the help could go out and look at them.
If you get to authority, then it's not at work. It's taken care of like it's supposed to be.
I don't know if they're underage. They look underage, but they could be women of 40 for all I know.
And that's where you make a decision of calling the police or not. Let the police decide.
Well,
they're investigating. It's not for you to investigate. It's for the authorities. It's out of your hands then.
Are you're telling me that I can't tell how old one of my employees is?
Of course I can.
Wait a minute.
You don't know if they're a minor or not.
Exactly. I've got to wait till Monday when they come in and ask them how old they are.
Wait a minute. 40?
I'm pretty sure they're of age, but I don't know.
Well, if they're checkers, don't they have to be of age?
Yes, but I don't know if these are part-timers, what they are. And some of these women today, with all the work they get done, they could be 45 and look like they're 13. That's what I don't know. See, Amanda?
Then that's when you make a decision to call the police and let them investigate it and take it off of your hands.
Well, I think you're going to be involved,
but if that is my child sending a picture, I would want somebody to turn it in. I wouldn't want to know. I wouldn't want my child all over the Internet.
Yeah, but what if it wasn't your child? What if it was your sister? See? See, here's the problem that I have, Amanda, if you could just hear me out for just a second. And, Mr. Hendry, I want you to hear this. And it's a problem that I've got. I don't like cops. Cops make me nervous.
If you ain't done nothing wrong, then you shouldn't be nervous.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. But cops. Yes. Have you ever met a smart cop? Of course not.
Wait a minute. You're sounding like a.
I know smart cops. I know rude cops. I know the ones that are nice. If you ain't nothing wrong, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
I pull up to where I work and I see a squad car. I get real nervous. I don't know about anybody else.
Then you've done something.
I haven't done anything. Cops, I just don't like cops.
Well, what is this whole thing you don't like cops? If the law has been broken, Mr. Green, whether you like cops or not, you have to deal with them, okay?
I've never met a cop yet that's smart enough to figure out anything other than where he's going to wind up at the end of the day, what bar he's going to wind up at the end of the day.
And boy, you really have got an opinion of police officers.
What?
That has nothing to do with their job. If they're at the bar at the end of the day.
You're right, but you see, you turn something like this over to a cop, they're liable to fumble it. You know how these files get lost and how these cops don't do their job?
It would feel better if it was your child or somebody else that you knew that you turned it over to authorities. I would feel better.
No, I would not. If I gave it over to some dumb mobile cop, I'd feel terrible.
Will you stop it with the dumb cop thing? Because I don't like that, Bob. And that's a prejudice that you have.
No, it is not it's based on practical experience.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'd sure like to know what that's about. Listen, Amanda, I appreciate your call. We're going to move on. I appreciate it, though. Very good call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Juanita on the Phil Hendry Show in San Antonio. Go ahead, Juanita.
Yes, Mr. Green, I understand
that
because you are an employer, you feel that you have the right to confiscate these telephones. Just because you're an employer does not have give you the right to invade a person's privacy, like, for instance, their body. You do not have a right as an employer, because they're on your property, to tell them to undress so that you can physically examine them or have a professional examine them without their consent. Their phones...
Are you sure about that?
Their phones are property that they paid for. And let me tell you,
if they're transmitting images that are going to make somebody slit someone's throat.
If you confiscated their phones and their family members tried to reach them for an emergency, say their child was sick at school, you will be held accountable in the law. And just because
I don't know if you're a police officer or you're a lawyer, I don't know. But I have to tell you that I don't want to do what I'm doing. But if they send these images to a boyfriend and he is driven three-quarters of a way out of his mind and he winds up dropping a crate on a man and there's nothing left of that guy but tomato bisque, then what?
Well, just because you're an employer and someone is on your
tomato
property
bisque
does not give you right to even tell them they can't breathe on your property. Just because you're an employer does not
breathe.
Have exclusive rights to a person's person.
You sound very sure of yourself. Are you a personnel director, or are you...
I've studied business. I have studied business law and corporate law, okay?
Are you an attorney?
That people have basic civil rights guaranteed to them under the Constitution. That's like saying
do you think a man can go topless if he's transgender?
That's like saying a customer that comes into your store you have the right, because you're an employer and that you own that establishment, that you have the right to confiscate even a customer's phone. You do not have the right to do
that. No, I do have that right. I took a customer's phone once.
Phil Hendry.
They took a picture of me.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Robert Greene and the people of Fraser Foods have confiscated phones from their employees because they feel those phones could contain pornographic images or photographs or videos intended to be sent by employees to girlfriends or boyfriends. It could be a workplace distraction. It could be a workplace problem. Although we have been listening to you, Bob, qualify that men should be able to have Playboys and that women are more violent. And
well, I'm getting asked some pretty specific questions here, Phil. And like that one lady said, this is all about me being jealous and has nothing to do with workplace safety.
Well, you said that this all started when your girlfriend would send you pictures of herself and then she wound up sending them to another guy that she started dating. Nothing quite as graphic ever got sent to you. And you admitted you got jealous.
I got jealous, and I'm glad I got jealous because it got me aware of a problem that I think I needed to address. And see, you're trying to make this about me being jealous. If your girlfriend sends a picture to another guy of her body, you can't even recognize what body part it is because she's used the macro lens and she's zeroed in on it and focused in on it so tight. Wouldn't you get jealous?
She's not my girlfriend anymore, and she wasn't your girlfriend anymore. She'd moved on. She was with another guy. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Lori on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Lori. You're with Robert Greene.
The first thing I would like to say is that you said that you had the files in a warehouse. The first time they asked you that, you said you had them at your home. You are a bona fide pervert. You should be in jail.
At my home, away from home. Yeah.
Okay, so a warehouse is your home away from home. No,
sir. I do a lot of work there.
You are busted.
You
are busted and you should be in jail. And if my child worked at your warehouse, you should be in big trouble.
There's not a cop smart enough.
There is a show such as this to expose people like you. You are a creep. You should be in prison.
So you like to send dirty pictures. You like to send dirty pictures on your phone, because that's what I'm fighting against.
You like to look at dirty pictures that don't belong to you.
Why are they being brought into my workplace? By your daughter.
That's none of your business.
Oh, yes,
that's
you invading. If she's sending them, those pictures to my workers, and she's causing those guys to become distracted because she's got her camera between her legs, and they're dropping boxes on top of guys and flattening those guys. It's my business.
You are a hypocrite and a pervert, and you should belong in jail. You should spend long term there.
I'm a hypocrite because I'm protecting my employees from your daughter. And
what will you stop with your daughter?
Well, she mentioned her daughter.
You're not protecting anyone. You are invading everyone's privacy that works at your place.
All right, okay, I agree. So if I got it this right, you want people to have the freedom to have pornography on them to send anywhere they want and jeopardize the well-being of other workers.
You want the freedom to be able to go through everyone's cell phone so that you can have the pornography if you find it.
Well, what do you want to keep it for?
Yeah.
Got you on that one, didn't I? Got you on that one.
No, wait a minute. No, you didn't get her on anything.
I didn't hear what she said.
I said, why do you want to keep it on your phone? Because you want to send it to your boyfriend and distract him long enough so that a cable breaks and someone has an eye put out by it like it's a rubber band.
What are you talking about?
First off, I don't take pictures, first off, but anyone who does send pictures to their mate, I don't feel like it's any of your business.
Pornography is the number one cause of serial murder,
Well, you don't know that, Bob. That's an old wives' tale, as a matter of fact. You're talking like 1980s science. What do you mean serial murder?
Didn't Ted Bundy say that he went out and murdered all those women because he was looking at dirty pictures?
I don't care what Ted Bundy said. He's a liar. He was a psychopath.
Well, something's fishy about that. And I think the pornography in the workplace...
Why don't you admit that you stole them at your home? You already admitted it live.
My home away from home, which I got you on that one. And
your home away from home being a warehouse, why don't you just turn them over to the cops, okay?
I told you I don't like cops.
You know, that's a very suspect thing for a man who is the CEO of a big corporation to say. I don't like cops. It's very suspect, not very community-minded. And I think for a guy who owns a company as big as yours, that you should be a lot more open to the good that cops can do. Thank you, Lori. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Nikki in Greensboro, North Carolina, listening to us on WZTK. Hello, Nikki. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to make the comment that I feel like he is using his position as an employer to abuse the fact that people need a job right now, and they're going to comply with pretty much anything. I think he's using that as he's like a control freak. Like, he's got to have this information on these people. You know, as if it wasn't stressful enough out there right now to find a job, you got these people trying to comply with something that is unreasonable. That's
an unreasonable search and seizure. I'm not trying to do anything other than clean up the workplace so that we don't have employees who should be doing their job operating a dirty picture emporium during their off time in the lunchroom and in the bathrooms. They're taking pictures.
The key to that is off time. If they're on the clock on lunch, they can do pretty much what they want to. They don't even have to stay there on the facility. And if they have a phone that they keep in case of an emergency, it's none of your business what they do on it. And
I think what we're looking at here, Mr. Green, is that a lot of people are saying you don't have any business to go into someone's phone.
Well, all right. If I don't have any business to go into somebody's phone, all right, and look and see what it is that they are transmitting around the place of business in terms of dirty pictures, do I have a right to go into their purses or into their bags for the security of the place, like bombs or what do you call the terrorism,
that
you know, like 9/11?
That is not the same. Wait a minute.
Do I have the right to do that? To look and make sure nobody blows it up?
That depends on the statutes of wherever you are.
That's exactly right. So I also have the right to look at their phones to make sure they haven't got any images there. What if I've got a Muslim employee who doesn't like pictures of women, you know, with their legs spread or something, and he's going to go out and what? Okay. Hijack an airplane?
Are you crazy or something, man? You're telling me about
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to your Muslim boyfriend? I'm talking about a guy that... I was talking on the air and you weren't paying attention. You were talking to something. What I was saying...
Something.
I was saying, if I've got a Muslim employee... Well, you heard what I said. If she didn't because she was too busy ordering Slim Jims, that's her problem.
No. You don't have a justifiable reason to do what you're doing. You're making excuses that don't make sense. You're connecting a Muslim to a nudie picture on somebody's phone, and it doesn't make sense to anybody rational. You're not making sense.
Ma'am, you weren't even listening to me. You were talking. You were getting yourself another bag of Red Band. You weren't even listening to me.
What are you talking about right now?
You're talking to somebody in the background, aren't you? You're talking to some guy working at a counter, a little general.
That's how cool it is, bro. You can't understand I'm talking to you.
These are voices that you're hearing in behind you, Bob.
Oh, I get it. Yeah,
I think you got a little man in your head controlling me.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I must be crazy. That's right. Because I disagree with you, I must be crazy.
I can't tell that you're not crazy.
You're standing there at the counter, a little general. Another bag of Red Band. You're getting yourself another chaw, and you're asking me a lot of questions that I don't think are fair. I said that I am protecting the security.
So now it's about security.
It's always been about security.
All right, well, look at Nikki. Very good point, and I think the lady, and she said that you are not making any sense. When you say that you're going to check phones in case there's a nude picture because one of your Muslim employees may want to hijack a plane if he sees it, aren't you making a leap there?
Making a leap to what?
You know full well the likelihood of something like that is rare and remote in the very least, And the fact that you're actually going to check the bags of your employees because you're afraid they're going to blow your grocery store up. I mean, the fact is, this started when your girlfriend used to send you pictures, and she stopped and she started sending them to another guy. You admit it made you jealous.
I wondered where she got the right showing him, giving him a picture. Forget it. You'll never understand. And this Nikki will never understand.
No, you said that. We're using your own words.
I don't think you send pictures. I don't think you send pictures to guys. I don't think you send pictures to guys. I think you send them to other girls.
Oh, that's real, real, real respectful. Real respectful.
All right,
Nikki. Thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We've got time for one more phone call here, Bob. And we do want to see where this goes in terms of your employees and the union allowing you to look at these phones. Here is Jeremy. Go ahead, Jeremy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
The union doesn't tell me what to do.
I've been law enforcement for 5 years. I'm a cop that makes you nervous, and I can tell you why. Four reasons. Every time you go through somebody's phone, you're violating their Fourth Amendment right to search and seizure. How you don't have a civil lawsuit for every single one you've gone through, I don't understand. Secondly, you created a hostile work environment for every female employee because you're discriminating against them, against their sex. Because it's okay for the men to do it, but not for the women. Thirdly, knowingly saving pictures on your hard drive at work makes you a child pornographer. If you keep an underage picture, you're
You send away for a badge in a cereal box, and this is what you get.
Have a little bit of respect, will you?
And you know,
go ahead, Jeremy.
This radio station, just searching the radio, and hopefully there's a Mobile PD officer that's riding around at night, watching your building, listening to the same thing, and they're open investigation for child porn because you got it stashed in an office somewhere.
You know what? The thing about you, officer, if I may say, is that you've got way too much time on your hands. You ought to be out there busting criminals instead of lip-reading some law book, moving your lips as you're running your finger along the lines and turning into a lawyer. And
these are things that every police officer ought to know. These are things that he knows, that cops should know. And your dislike and distaste of police has got nothing to do with this, Bob. This is a man who's quoting the law, okay?
Yeah, but the thing about cops is they like to... They think they're not just cops. They think they're Sherlock Holmes.
All right. Jeremy, thank you very much, though. It's good information, and I appreciate you giving us the law as you understand it, and I appreciate that very much.
Can you go ahead and kiss his rear end anymore?
I happen to like cops, and I like the job they do for us. Jeremy, thank you. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the whole thing with you not liking cops.
I see. That's suspicious. Mr. Hendry, I've worked my fingers to the bone building a company, and I respect the government and the Constitution and the President and everything, and I know we need police officers. I just don't like them because of a lot of the things that have happened to me.
So you have a police record?
What's that got to do?
So you have a police record?
What's that got to do with anything?
Robert Green of Fraser Foods here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Don't you hang up on me. I told a guy...
Bob Green from Fraser Foods here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Chris Norton is going to join us to talk, I believe, about sexomnia. And then we have Ted Bell on the Phil Hendry Show to discuss these abuse contracts. Wait till you hear this. This is nuts. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I just don't like cops.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. And thank you to Robert Green.
That guy's going to stay out of jail.
Well, he's not going to go to jail. Maybe he'll go to jail. Yeah, you're right. How long will he stay out of jail? Bob Green...
He's not going to go to jail. He's got a picture of a girl.
You know what? I don't know what he's got pictures of, and the fact is he's a very wealthy guy, and he always seems to come out on the right side of these things. I don't even know if what that guy did is what he says he did. I know that he got upset because his girlfriend sent a picture to some other guy that was more graphic than anything he ever got, and so that means he's going to just start going on everybody's iPhones. The only thing he said that I know is true, he doesn't like cops, and he won't say why. Well, I can guess why, Bob, if you're still listening.
Yeah, but you know, he'll say he's going to sue you on account of, you know.
Why? Why is he going to sue me?
Because you say you can guess, which means you probably know.
Now, of course that's what that means. God, what an idiot.
What?
Of course that's what that means.
If I can guess, then I know. And if he doesn't like cops, then I'm guessing he has a police record, and there you go. Now, he's got every right in the world not to like cops, but I have every right in the world on my show to defend them, and his Barney Fife crack notwithstanding. 877-876-PHIL. A little bit, not much, just a little itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny bit of a controversy, and just one more piece of news that sends places like Reuters the way of the dinosaur. UPI is gone. Reuters, you're on your way out. AP's on its way out because you guys stopped reporting the news. Reuters apparently is cropping its photographs so that it is influencing the perception of an event. And what do I mean by that? Reuters had photographs of the raid by Israeli soldiers on that so-called aid ship, and they cropped out pictures of knives being wielded by the Palestinian supporters on the ship. They cropped out blood that was evident in the photograph so that it looked like when the Israelis dropped onto the ship, these people just, they welcomed them with a pillow fight or something. So what they did was they edited the photograph, and in so doing, created a new version of the news. Not the actual version, but a new version. And the new version is, well, the Israelis were attacked, but we don't really know with what, and they bled, but we didn't see any blood. That's Reuters. And I'll say, to a generation of young people and not so young people who are only familiar with news coming from the internet, from the news sources we all know and sort of trust, or from blogs, places like Reuters, AP, and the now extinct UPI, these used to be pretty reliable sources of news, but they are pathetic shadows of their former selves. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Couple of lists to look at today that I think are interesting. Now, we had one that the guys want me to read about, but I don't know where that went.
It's the bitchinest one that there is.
Yeah, I'll find it.
What is it, man? The pets that you eat? What, are you guys out of your minds? But before we get to that, we have here the eight highest-paying trade jobs. Eight highest-paying trade jobs. Trades jobs. If you're a tradesman, and by that, you can say you're a blue-collar worker. I think that is the better way of describing a tradesman. A blue-collar worker, okay? Now, this doesn't include, when I say blue-collar, I guess I'm not including in that, like, a factory worker or something like that, a guy that's working on an assembly line, like putting rivets in a Chevy, for instance. What they call trades jobs have been traditionally known as blue-collar worker jobs. And here are the eight highest-paying jobs in the United States. A commercial diver, that is a career for people who like to dive. These are people that are in the water. Demand should be high, according to Carol Teese of AOL Jobs, for years to come, especially for workers near the massive BP oil spill. That is a commercial diver, a person who goes into the water and does kind of underwater repair or underwater investigation. Al Lee, who is the director of quantitative analysis for online salary database Payscale.com, says this is going to be a job in demand for many years to come. Commercial diver, $74,100 a year. $74,100 a year. Number two highest paying tradesman job. The difference between these three roles of plumber, pipe fitter, or steam fitter, and that's the number two. The difference between these three jobs lies in the location where the work is done. Plumbers tend to work in homes. Pipe fitters work in commercial buildings. Steam fitters work mostly in commercial plants where gas, steam, or water are under pressure. Along with electricians, plumbers command higher pay because they must be state licensed. And today's plumbers also need to learn electrical and sheet metal skill to work with today's more high-tech plumbing products. $63,500 a year for a plumber, pipe fitter, or steam fitter.
That's pretty good money. If you want to do it, though, why would you want to be down in that in all that?
I worked for a plumber.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't like him because you are down on the floor looking under. I didn't like it at all, you know. So and they ain't no butt crack.
That's the thing about plumber crack.
Well, you just heard, you don't have your rear end hanging out.
No, they don't know butt crack. That's stupid.
Yeah, there is. There's plumber crack.
Yeah, you know what, bud? That's kind of like a Saturday Night Live joke on stale. Here is the number three highest paying tradesman job, sheet metal worker, $52,300. The number four highest paying gig as a tradesman, captain, mate, or pilot of a water vessel, $51,200. Captain, mate, or pilot of a water vessel. Many workers in maritime trades get started in the U.S. Navy. Most jobs outside the military with state or private ferry services, touring, tugboat, or shipping companies. If you don't want to be separated from friends and family, be a harbor pilot. There's a demand for people who know local currents, tides, and waterways to guide boats in and out of port. You've seen those guys. And then the number five highest paying tradesman job, a millwright, $50,000. I don't even know what the hell that is. It's a job with an old-fashioned title. Millwrights are essentially the trade equivalent of a mechanical engineer. This is the trade for people who love to tinker with and repair machinery. Most millwrights work in factory settings, $50,900.
I want to make, like, how much money like Tom Brady made?
Well, then you got to play pro football. Entertainment, entertainers, we get paid far too much money. I think the day and age of the entertainer is on its way out. Ted Bell joins us next hour.
Phil Hendry.